Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Baker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bob Heise. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Olander moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Olander moves to third. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardinal moves to third. Kosko moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Uhlander is called out on strikes. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. Parsons reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kosko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Parsons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kosko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kosko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ulander. Heisa reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Rodriguez moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon bunts towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley bunts towards third. Kosko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to third. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell bunts between the mound and first base. Parsons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. Baker scores. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ulander. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Kosko moves to third. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez is walked intentionally. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Kosko scores. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Morris now pitching. Tommy Matchick now playing third base. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chambliss strikes out. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a line drive towards first. Briggs catches it and steps on first to double up Pinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Fosse and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. Matchick reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dave May pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is walked intentionally. Phil Hennigan now pitching. John Lowenstein now playing second base. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. There goes Matchick. The throw from Fosse and Matchick is out. There goes May. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Heisa takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Heisa moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-4 in the game. Harper hits a line drive towards short. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave May now playing right field. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.